From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, trying to lure young buyers with a car that looks like an iPod. But first,
word out today is that executives at Citigroup are scrambling to figure out how to stabilize the bank's future in the wake of the current financial crisis. David Enrich broke the story for The Wall Street Journal. He joins us now. David, the headline today, Citi weighs its options, including firm's sale. How likely is that sale?
I think that remains to be seen. The company is doing everything it can to arrest the slide in its stock price. The last thing they want to do is have to sell or break up the company. But I think there's a realization inside Citigroup and on the board of directors that if the stock keeps sliding as precipitously as it's been doing the past couple of days, that something drastic needs to happen.
What are they asking the government to do in terms of help?
The one thing that we do know concretely is that Citigroup, along with other financial institutions, is asking the SEC to reinstitute a ban on short selling, which executives view as a primary source of the current problems.
David, as you write, there are more than 200 million customer accounts that Citigroup has. What's likely to happen to those?
The government's goal and Citigroup's goal certainly is that those accounts aren't going to be destabilized at all. In the U.S., deposits up to $250,000 at single accounts are insured by the FDIC, so customers don't have anything to worry about. And I think the reality is that whatever happens with Citigroup, the company is too big to fail. The government realizes that. It hasn't come to that yet. I mean, the stock price is getting crushed, but the company maintains that it has plenty of funding to run its business, and that there really is a crisis of confidence in the stock market, but that it's not stretching beyond that and not yet affecting the company's underlying strength.
David Enrich of The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
My pleasure.